that portion of the show.
What's that?
Tamara, are you ready?
I think so.
Welcome to Formal Nachos, a show where we like to learn things.
Yeah.
My name is Jeff Budke.
I'm Tamara Turney.
And we're just so excited to be here. We actually have taken a little bit of an extended break due to birthday madness, actually.
It's the best day of the year.
And Memorial Day.
That's right.
Hope everyone had a great Memorial Day.
Best weekend of the year.
Best weekend of the year.
Yep.
And we have lots of adventures that we're going to discuss.
Shout out to Sandy, Oregon.
This is our first show with a live studio audience.
Woo!
Wow. I'm actually a little nervous.
That's,
like,
I mean,
How crowd?
Our first time with accountability.
Yeah.
Usually we're just a loose ship. Ship.
And we
like a battleship.
Sink
a boat.
Something. Yep. Yep. He's like my battleship. Sorry. Also, Josh is here.
Hello.
Josh, what are you distracted by this week?
This week I am working on my most recent masterpiece, which is a coloring book of Lord of the Rings. I am currently, visualize this with me, listener, coloring the brown in on a fence. You're welcome.
It relaxes him.
It relaxes me.
it really is quite soothing.
It's incredible.
So he's going to be in good form.
Glad you're here, Josh.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Speaking of good form, we did a mistake on the last show. Chris Pratt, not in The Hateful Eight.
Or
The Ridiculous Six.
Or?
He is in The Magnificent Seven.
Right.
Not Ocean's 11, 12, or 13, though.
Is it
I've
bad?
Only seen one of those three, so.
Is it bad that I, like, really don't even know what any of those movies are?
Well, Magnificent Seven comes out in the fall.
Oh.
So it's not even close.
I didn't realize that.
Is
another,
that the one
another,
you saw,
another
Josh?
Mistake I'm about to make on the show.
That's the one I saw. No. I did see the Adam Sandler, and I knew he wasn't in that one.
Oh, yeah, the
but
sixth
I,
one.
I'm
is
not
it
gonna,
a Western?
I'm not good with numbers.
Which one's Hateful Eight?
That's the Tarantino one.
Okay.
That's actually supposed to be pretty good, I think.
Not Chris Pratt, though.
No.
Okay.
He didn't direct that one, either.
Oh, right. Tarantino.
I want to give a quick shout-out before we get to our guests from two new fans.
Two new fans. I mean, our like, Formal Nachos Nation is growing by the second.
Quite literally by the second.
Maybe by the week.
By the 2.5 weeks.
By, we get a new listener every month.
So I work at a school, and...
Oh, no.
Yes, you might know where this is going.
I do know where this is going.
I was with the science teacher. His name is David. He's a friend of mine. And we were just chatting about the day. And a young boy, 8th grader, walked up and said, "Oh, sorry, Jeff. I can't hear anything over the sound of my no friends." And then he walked away. And I stopped and I looked at David and he looked at me. And I went, "That was weird." And he goes, "Yeah, that was weird." And kind of moved on. And then later that week, he quoted Formal Nachos again.
No.
And I finally was like, oh my gosh, he's quoting the show. He talked about the kid with the helicopter thing.
No.
I was like, oh good, this young man found the show. And now I have to be very careful with whatever I say.
He's in the show hole.
He then made us artwork.
Yep.
It's a nachos, a stack of nachos with a top hat,
a
monocle,
and a really finely...
A very fancy mustache.
Finely groomed.
Yes.
Also
not to be confused with Fancy Nachos, our rival podcast. Formal Nachos.
The best part is the nachos are like ballpark nachos, like the squeezed cheese.
Yeah, they're not. That's great.
It's pretty fancy.
So that's one new fan. We have another one, maybe.
That's right. We have one other new fan who hails from San Angelo, Texas, and it's... I think we're really popular with the moms. It's my mom, Marta.
Aww, moms!
Yeah.
Not part of the live studio audience today.
No. So on my birthday, I got a phone call.
What
from,
up, birthday?
From my mom. You know, the typical thing that happens on your birthday is your mom calls you. It's a really lovely thing that I very much appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And she quick, like, I asked her if she would tell me my birth story. She quickly declined because it's a bad story. We'll get to that later, I guess.
We'll talk
about this later. And then quickly diverted the story into, I know you're going to feel really weird about this, but I'm listening to your podcast, and I love it. It's delightful.
Oh.
Yeah. She
plus
was like...
one.
She was quoting things. She thinks that we're all hilarious.
What's her favorite part?
Oh, it can't be Josh. Is it Josh?
Mm-mm.
Cameron, this question is directed at you.
Yeah. I knew it. Her favorite. Of course.
She also wanted to argue with you that she doesn't need it to be a visual medium. She was like, I can imagine all your hand gestures and everything.
This is the greatest non-visual podcast in the world.
It's pretty awesome. So, thanks for listening, Mom. We love you.
Thanks for listening, Marta. That's great stuff.
Marta.
She just put the Bieber heart symbol up with her hands, and she moved them from side to side. Well, we are honored to have a guest today.
We do have a really awesome guest today. A returning guest, I might add.
Return to the Mac. she got the signal?
It's our favorite friend and designer, Candace Nagel.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Yay! Candace, we want to talk to you about so many things, one of which is your job at Wong Duty, but we also want to talk to you about just life.
What's the name of the company?
Wong Duty.
I did not know that.
It is the two founders' last names put together. Oh, just wait. The third founder's last name was Wiener. He didn't get the naming rights.
Can you imagine Wong Duty and Wiener?
Wiener Wong Duty.
Oh, any way you cook it.
Do you go WDW
anyway,
or do you go Wong Wiener Duty?
There's no good option.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have t-shirts?
Yeah, we do.
My design firm has the second name.
We also have one that say Wong Baby for any infants that are born they get little onesies. Wong Baby onesies.
That's great. I think that's just great, Candace.
Thank you. Okay, you know, it raises morale.
It brings morale up around the office.
It's easy to cheer up on a bad day. Hey, where do we work again? That's what I thought.
Yeah!
I just needed to hear it.
Wong Duty. Okay.
We'll get to that.
I'm an adult. We can do this. We can do this.
Middle school listeners going to love that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You could work there one day, too.
But I think what we need to talk about most with our guest, with Candace, is Friday night's activities, because I haven't gotten the lowdown of what happened, what went down at the Little Red Hen.
Yeah, because
you didn't come.
I did not. Okay, that's not... when we're doing shows and we're doing, like, positive shows and, like, comedy...
This segment, also known as Shame.
The entire time they're going to just talk
featuring
to
Jeffrey.
Josh is going to be in the background.
Shame.
Shame.
You know that?
Shame.
This isn't a spoiler for that woman on
Shame.
Game of Thrones.
Shame. I think you've had enough, Jeff. Let's move on.
That's enough shame for today?
For now.
Actually,
for now.
To be fair,
yeah.
You did your fair share of country dancing at Duke's.
You did.
Oh, my goodness.
The previous weekend, so...
Shout out to Duke's.
Yeah, good work.
Hi.
That was, Duke's is a line dancing bar in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there, Candace? You've been to Duke's?
I have not, sadly.
All of the Yelp reviews, very scary.
Apparently, it's a chain.
Yeah, did you know it's a chain?
Oh. I did not know it was a chain.
I mentioned it to a coworker of mine who minored in dancing, and she's like, oh, yeah, Duke's. I know about Duke's. And I was like, you've been to the Duke's in Portland?
I think it sounds
yeah.
familiar because I think I went to a Duke's in Illinois.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I guess apparently it's
a
chain.
Interesting.
Yeah. When you were explaining it, I was like, this sounds so much, and I think it's, like, why do I think I've been there, but I know I've never been there in Portland?
Yeah.
Illinois.
We did Electric Slide.
Oh, yeah.
We danced with somebody that loves
me.
Oh,
my gosh, that was my favorite part.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to dance.
That was great.
That was
great.
A good part.
Yeah, it was all hands on deck.
All hands on
deck. It felt like my sister was so much in her element. Like, it was, like,
four.
Stepping into her world and then, like, the finest, like, points of her world. Like, everything that she knows and loves and is comfortable with. That's what
it's
we
so true. She did a great job.
She spoke the language.
Yeah.
What about your comfort level, Jeffrey?
Comfort level was fine.
Threat level midnight.
Threat level midnight. Yes, the Josh is now showing us his colored picture. It looks very nice, buddy.
Yes, I finished the fence and I finished the smoke, and now I'm going to turn the page.
Reading
Kids,
Rainbow.
Just
thank you.
Because Frodo smokes doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
I wish there was, like, that little sound from books, like the music books ring, that go ring, ring. Now you can turn the page.
Tamara, how was your birthday?
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I have to say, this might get sad.
Happy birthday.
Thanks to everyone for celebrating me. I think I feel that much more excited and energized to start another year. The last year before... A big one.
A big one, though.
25?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa, that is a big one.
25.
It's really exciting.
It is huge.
No, it was so much fun. And I got to celebrate for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. It was the best.
Yeah, and did you receive some feedback on that?
I did. I'm just going to say that all the haters are probably just jealous. But I did get some feedback that, whoa, you got to celebrate for a week. That seems excessive.
They're wrong.
I think it's wrong.
Candace, you said... I don't know what you're going
to
say.
I was going to say, Candace, you said a month is appropriate.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
January
actually,
is my month.
I'm
all
curious.
Month
what does everybody think?
All,
what else happens in January?
My birthday.
That's it.
Celebrations of my birth.
Okay.
Celebrations of me as a human.
Ooh.
Hopefully karaoke.
Currently. Loves karaoke. Lots of dancing.
Yeah.
Fine wines.
Ooh.
Fine
dinners.
Leather goods.
Treat yourself. What do y'all think is the appropriate amount of birthday celebration?
Jeff, you go first.
4 minutes.
well,
just
how,
enough time to get clean.
How long does it take to shake a hand? Like, just give a nice handshake.
A nice firm handshake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 5 seconds?
Yeah,
that's about
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go with the elbow pat? Like,
happy
left hand
happy
elbow
birthday.
Pat?
Happy birthday. This is America.
If you're going to live here, learn it.
Yeah. Learn it.
Candace, how long would you, a month?
I say at a minimum the amount of hours your mom was in labor to bring you into this world.
Whoa.
At a maximum the amount of months she took to bring you to term. So
4 minutes.
So what you're saying is I can celebrate until next year, next calendar
yes,
year.
Then you take a 3 month break.
Love it.
And resume again.
Okay, so from now until Josh's birthday, we will be celebrating my birth. Perfect. So Josh's birthday is in February, for those who are wondering.
Okay.
February.
Wait, Josh, how long do you think the appropriate amount of birthday celebration should be?
Really? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, when I was a kid, we would do, like, a week. But it was like a very small part of each day was, like, a celebration. It wasn't
sure.
Like you did, like, a huge thing every day or you got, like, a gift every day. It was, like, one day is big and special, but then maybe your birthday's on, like, a Tuesday. So you wait till the next weekend to, like, celebrate it or something like that. So it kind of felt like it was a week-long thing, but it wasn't, like, a crazy huge deal. That said, my parents did birthdays really well.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Good at birthdays.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You want to talk about Wong Duty a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about Wong Duty.
I think we should talk about Wong Duty a little bit.
Wong Duty
and Wiener. Candace, what do you do at Wong Duty? What is your...
Duty.
Oh my gosh, you gave me the joke! That was my joke!
We got there together.
No, we didn't.
You set it up, I slammed it down. We alley. What's that basketball thing?
I alley and you ooped.
Yeah. We ooped.
How
it
did
hard.
I know that?
And
he didn't.
I don't know.
It's all right.
He knew.
Josh knows lots about sports.
I like sports, so no, who cares?
I was pretending like I didn't know it, but I knew it.
Yeah.
So, Candace, tell us about Wong Duty and what you do there.
It's an advertising agency, and I'm a designer there. We have an office here in Seattle and one down in L.A. And
do you go to L.A.?
No,
okay.
Not really.
Great
we
question.
Have clients, we bleed over a little bit in between the offices, but as far as creative departments, we have independent creative departments. So once in a while, I'll jump on one of their clients.
That's awesome.
But not too often.
How many people work for Wong Duty?
Let's see here.
Maybe the Seattle office.
Seattle office, I think it's about 60 right now. And then I think it hovers around 100 in total.
Wow.
So, because I think there's around 40 down in L.A.,
that's
but,
cool.
You know, we have freelance workers and it, you know,
okay.
It hovers.
Okay.
Are you allowed to talk about your clients or client bases? Or
I mean, yeah, I can talk to it with about them. I can talk about projects that have already been released.
Yeah, like what projects have you been working on? I know the answer to this, but I'm excited.
Oh, you know the answer.
Yeah, I did a little research, a little homework. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, you might tell me something I don't know then. I work on T-Mobile a lot. We design everything that's in their retail space. So all those funky posters in the front window, everything
pink, black,
in there.
White.
Yep.
Yeah.
Magenta, technically.
Oh,
I did this before.
Sorry,
and
T-Mobile.
And you corrected me.
I'm so
at
sorry,
that point.
T-Mobile.
It's a really...
magenta.
It's such a pretentious thing.
Magenta.
it's like
Blue's best friend from Blue's Clues. Magenta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right!
Blue's friend is magenta?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Purple babies!
Oh! Blue and of blue and pink? Was that a camp thing for you guys?
Yeah, red and blue.
Red and blue. Don't mix.
Don't mix purple.
Yep.
Don't make purple.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
It's funny because I just read the book, The Color Purple.
Oh,
same
thing.
Same thing.
And we're going to take a moment.
It's about when boys and girls hang out at camp.
Yep.
I thought that when I was reading it, and I still think that.
It was a difficult read.
Yeah. A lot of it way over my head. Anyway, Candace, you were saying.
Okay. Other things I work on. Let's see here. I just worked on a campaign for Lighthouse salad dressings. They're expanding to the Eastern Seaboard. So we're doing a campaign for them. So billboard design,
that's
truck wraps,
cool.
Going all over the East Coast.
Truck wraps?
Oh, yeah. A commercial.
Oh, that's not what I thought you meant.
A truck wrap is
like
it wraps a truck. Like,
oh, like
the
no,
graphics
like,
on the
those,
truck.
Okay.
Those are insane.
Like, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay, then you're
he
right.
He threw me.
Insanely hard to put
like
on. I'll just say that.
Like a salad
well,
sandwich
we
wrap.
People
yeah, I used
and
to be
it's
one
all franchised.
Well, I once designed for Alaska Airlines a wrap for the monorail here in Seattle.
Hey.
I actually designed like three.
The old monorail or the new light rail?
No, the monorail, the old,
whoa,
like the one downtown.
That's pretty cool.
And
that's
those are gnarly. There's so many doors and dings and things and.
Things and things.
Well, and like if you're applying them and you like realize that you are tilting, you got to pull the whole thing off and fix it. Oh man,
don't worry,
it's tough.
I remember when I and all of the people on the stage right now were at SPU. There was a beef jerky like Volkswagen. Do you remember that? It was like a Volkswagen Beetle.
What
bug.
Is a
I
beef
out
jerky
on that.
Volkswagen?
It had like the Oberto like wrap
ooh,
on
yeah.
it.
Oh,
I remember
it,
thinking,
I thinking,
would
I
drive around
like
with that?
It was like a new bug, though, right?
Yeah, it was a new bug.
Yeah. You can't respect any new bugs. That's my premise.
The
That's my
says
belief.
The current owner of an old bug.
Yes.
What was
she's
the,
a purist.
What was the slug
Smugly.
What was the slug bug's
it's
name?
It's magenta
Herbie.
And
no,
only
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie.
Herbie.
Number 15.
Oh my
gosh,
I love that show. Oh my gosh. Herbie.
And the recreate with Lindsay Lohan was just so good. All of them. Everything they've done.
They really reloaded
have you seen
it.
The
they
Herbie
really
those
did.
Bananas one? It gets
what?
Covered in bananas.
Oh,
what?
I have seen that.
It's real. It's quality.
BANANAS. I remember.
Yeah, oh my
bananas.
From like a marketing angle. I've watched Mad Men, so I feel like I understand marketing.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a really, really famous
drinking involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's
love
a really
drinking.
Famous marketing ad that's like the Volkswagen
oh, yeah.
Beetle.
That is.
Is that still like? Do you
yeah,
guys,
it's still a pinnacle of. Advertising, like a change in advertising.
Yeah.
Because
can
it
you
marked
explain?
The change.
Yeah, can you explain it? Because when it happened in the show, it was just like Don Draper staring at it like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I didn't feel like I understood it at all.
It marked a change between art directed, ads that were predominantly driven by a headline to ads that were predominantly driven by art and an image, a visual. So prior to that, you'd see really copy-heavy ads. So
gotcha.
It'd be like a small headline and then paragraphs and paragraphs explaining why you should get this product,
so,
why it was so great.
It was like, instead of appealing to, like, logic and content and, like,
mm-hmm.
information, it appealed to, like, an artistic sense.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, and also, like, there's other reasons that ad is significant as far as, like, a German-made car being marketed internationally.
Yeah,
no, that didn't occur to me.
Mid-century, yeah. And, like, the figures behind who published the ad and stuff. But, yeah, that's, like, the basis.
Cool. That's more than I understood
but
before.
Yeah.
Advertising.
Candace, why did you pursue this job? I know I've asked you this question personally, but for our listeners, like,
yeah.
what led you to pursue
you
this
to
job?
Long
what led
duty.
Me to design in general, or what led me to long duty?
Let's do both, because I
okay.
know that is probably, like,
because one is somewhat logical, and the other one was somewhat accidental.
Okay.
I'm going to assume the long duty was accidental.
Yes. I mean, who would walk into a place called long duty?
Does it say it on
this
the
girl?
Okay, all these people.
Is there, like, a sign?
The best part is my boss's name is Monkey.
Hmm.
At long duty. It's
oh gosh.
Do you work really? Like, is this, are we?
You're a real job.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if
I made you had once or something?
We have a beer keg in my kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Oh my god.
Well, we have one in my classroom. Big deal.
No better way to teach the year.
We also have a pizza oven.
Oh my god. Is it like wood burning?
Your shoes?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it is a bit. It's because Papa Murphy's is our client.
I know why she works at Wong Duty.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I get it.
Because it sounds like the best.
Are they hiring? I don't know if
shut
I have the
name.
Skill set. I made a flyer on Word.
Totally worth the Wongs.
Well, that segues perfectly into why I pursued design.
Oh, perfect.
The Wee Wongs make
as
a
an elementary school student, I would spend more time, or I guess, like, junior high, I would spend more time designing and making sure that, like, the art... in Word, you used to be able to, like, make watermarks in the back, you know?
Oh,
so I'd
yeah.
pick themed images that went with my essays and watermark them behind my essay.
Wow.
And then I would, like, select my font very carefully and typeset my essays. And I just thought everyone did this, because who doesn't want their boring, poorly written essays to look real good?
Glamorous.
You gotta deceive the teacher.
Josh, as a teacher, how do you feel about that?
That never works.
It never works.
How do you feel about kids changing between different serif typefaces because they know it will change the length of the appearance of their...
I mean, there's
like,
a standard for a reason.
Versus Times
wow.
New Roman.
If it's not Times New Roman, I literally
yeah,
shred it.
Yeah, teacher man right now.
And throw it out a window.
You say.
Can we talk about how
if it's not Times
New
Roman,
is?
I send
yeah.
it back. If it's not 12-point font, I send it back.
I do. If it's, what is it, papyrus?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
That's not serif.
A plus, instantly. I love it. Huge papyrus fan.
It just reminds you of being in youth group.
Can you say also, you maybe didn't finish your prior answer, but also, like, what's some work that you are most proud of that you've done?
Yeah. Okay, let me finish one really quick, and I'll go to that one next.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so I got into design because I spent a lot of time designing my Word docs as a kid, was on vacation in high school, was not interested in design. I was very artsy, but I did music, so I didn't do a lot of visual arts in high school.
That's right, you play guitar.
I did. I sang and played guitar. I also was in choir and musical theater. Ding!
I knew that you were a musical theater.
Oh, yeah. I was a song and dance girl.
Lay it down right there. Here we go. 3, 4.
That's it.
I didn't bring my tools.
Don't make me dance.
Don't make me dance.
I sing?
I do not
dance. It's not a visual medium.
She is dancing now. She is parading
dancing.
Around
she's
the room.
Dancing wildly.
Shaking them shoulders.
She's mouthing a lot of the words. I expected her to sing.
Oh, and she's ball and chaining with her
feet. Oh, yes. We're never
going to
get to this.
Okay, stay on target.
Sorry.
I blame myself.
So, yeah, anyways, in high school, I was, like, on vacation, and we were looking at a bunch of boutiques in some little vacation-y spot, and I kept picking up all the business cards. I was really bored. Every boutique we'd go into, I'd pick up a business card, and I'd start critiquing their font choices, like, oh, my gosh, they used MS Curls. What? And my mom was like, no one else cares but you. Maybe you should do something with this.
That's
rage
really cool.
That you have inside. And I laughed at her, and then she enrolled me in the computer arts Photoshop and Illustrator class
cool.
at my high school,
really cool.
which my high school had a department.
Against
and then
your
I, like,
will.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I won, like, a little award my senior year.
Ooh.
I
didn't know we had an award winner.
Looked at it.
On the stage.
She was fancy.
Okay, I didn't... Shame moment. My mom went to receive the award because I wanted to go to my friend's party, and I was like, I don't think it's important that I go to this presentation at school.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
So I don't deserve that award at all.
Send it back.
We'll call those people.
You know how to make this right.
Went to college, studied it, fell in love with it, and have never looked back. As far as getting into advertising, I went to design school, not advertising school.
Okay.
So a lot of people who are in advertising actually go to ad school and they study either copywriting or art direction. I did not do that. So after I graduated, I went to work at a company you might have heard of called Microsoft. And worked on the marketing team of the Windows Phone team. And
are you responsible for the Zune?
No, came after the Zune. The Zune was sundowned while I was there, though.
Oh, man. That was probably a sad day.
It was.
On campus.
Anyways, and then my copywriter knew my current boss, and so after I was spending a year there, he was like, get out of here. And I was like, yeah, let's get out of here. And so he referred me to my boss. Via Facebook message.
Whoa.
He was like,
monkey
Candace,
wrong.
Meet Monkey,
that is
whose Facebook name is his actual name, so it's Mark. But, so I thought he was trying to, like, pull a fast one on me and make me look bad, and I was like, dear Mark, and he's like, no, really, call me Monkey.
And I've called him Monkey ever since. So I got my job via Facebook message.
That's incredible.
Nice.
Yep.
Wow.
So we all get most of our jobs.
Yeah.
So that
it was very uncomfortable to send a professional like letter of inquiry through Facebook.
Like, do you have a Gmail? It's free.
LinkedIn? Anything?
Nope. Facebook.
Okay.
I'm connecting
sorry.
Everyone.
Just
Snapchat. So yeah, that's how I got my job.
That's awesome. Snapchat.
Snapchat.
So then, what's something you're most proud of?
A client I worked on last year. That I really enjoyed was the Seattle International Film Festival, SIFF.
Mm-hmm.
I designed their poster and their collateral and their brand guidelines. They redo it every year for their festival, and it's very fun. And then we also shoot a trailer, a 60-second spot for it, and these little bumpers that go between all the films that they show at the festival, which it goes on for like a month. So there's
yeah.
a lot of films. There's like 500, 400, something like that.
Yeah.
Biggest international film festival in the country, in the world, something like that.
Wow, I didn't know
so
that.
So that was really good. And
you were in one of the...
I was...
Wait,
the ads,
like, you were, like, in it, right? Or no?
Tamara is pointing to her face.
Was I in that? Oh, I was in... We make, like, a... Because we do all their free design work,
yeah.
we get a free ad in their catalog.
Oh,
and so Wong Duty
that's
nice.
What it was.
Makes
that's
an
what it was.
Ad for Wong Duty.
I remember
but
you, like, looked
kind
really
of,
classy.
We just kind of make a joke out of it. And so, yes, I was dressed up like a 50s housewife.
That's what it was.
In a fake, well, a real ad, but we...
You did that for Halation, right? Was that...
Oh,
that...
I also did. I did.
Oh my gosh, are you getting pigeonholed? Are you getting typecast?
I was also a 50s housewife in our film extraordinaire Halation.
Look it up.
Don't.
It's
please.
A real thing.
I also
is
did
Halation
the title sequence.
Can you find Halation?
Yeah, I did design the title sequence, which was... Nice.
I liked it.
It turned out okay.
Okay.
I mean, for what it was a really great
also,
film.
Also, okay.
I like the film. It's a good film.
I'm
not sure.
Horror story.
You're in
Halloween.
I appear as the second Ghost Bride.
That's right.
I
spoiler.
I don't know really what I have to do with plot, but you know. I'm in
how
there.
How many times do you think actors and actresses say that, like, I'm not 100% sure what I was doing in that one.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
I was the harbinger
mean,
of something.
Yeah, I think, your part was definitely way more important than, like, park walker number two.
I was guy in classroom.
I applaud you.
I was gal in classroom,
you
too.
You were gal? Oh, you had two roles?
I had two
roles.
I was a stunt driver.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, there we go.
Because I parked a truck.
I was also the makeup artist. I have
that's right.
about... four things of, you know, drugstore makeup. I remember I was brought in one day to make the lead look tired, and all I had was pink sparkly blush put under his eyes.
Nailed it.
And that definitely made him look tired.
Team Edward. Team
Sparkle
under the sun.
Team Edward. Forward.
Thanks, Rite Aid, for sponsoring Halation.
Oh my gosh.
Without knowing it.
Yep.
Love it.
But I got blood capsules. You could, like, fill these little capsules with fake blood and, like, put them in between your teeth. And then when you got fake punched, you could bite them and
oh,
they explode.
Cool.
That was a very fun thing that I did, actually. That was professional grade.
Do you use that around the house now? Like,
yeah, all the time.
Playing jokes on your
yeah.
roommates and stuff.
All the
yeah,
time.
Oh my gosh. Just fake falling and then...
Oh my gosh, you guys. Big trouble.
I love it.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, well, we're so glad you're here. We'd love to have you join us for our... we have a lot of topics to get to this week.
Exciting.
Hopefully we get to many of them.
Yeah.
Like, not like a small amount, like many, but like many of them.
Many of them.
Yeah. Or womany of them.
Also...
Either way.
Can I just say, I'm super pumped that we have...
Guess who remembered?
The wheel!
Oh! Topics!
Yeah!
Woo!
Finally back.
Oh my gosh, this is great. A listener of ours told me that this is her favorite part of the show. Is
the wheel?
The actual wheel.
Who is the listener?
So you and I, we...
Just a super fan.
A super fan. So you and I, we prepare for the show. We write out notes. You and I record, and then we edit. And her
mm-hmm.
favorite part is when we spin the wheel of topics.
Yeah.
You
okay.
could probably do that and end the podcast. And
we could start
a
second podcast called Wheel of Topics where we don't talk at all. We just... That. On repeat. We don't have to do it a few times. We could just duplicate the...
Award winning.
Well, we have, like, different times where it's like, oh, that was a fast one. It got stopped.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Oh, the drama.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
That was really good.
Tamara, you want to spin the wheel of topics and see what we land on?
I sure do. Whoa! That almost went airborne.
I like that number, though.
Mm.
Number eight.
This happened to me last night. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you're at home and you're about to go to bed, you're sleeping, or trying to go fall asleep, and something just hits you, or like, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot something, or...
Oh, it wasn't the raccoon, was it?
It wasn't a raccoon, or like... What happened to me before in my life is where I've been like, oh my gosh, I think someone just like came in my house. I should probably check and see who it is, but instead I just roll over and try and go back to sleep.
What?
Because that's how I choose to deal with most things.
Roll over.
Yeah, like if I'm like, well, if I just lay here motionless, they're not gonna kill me. They're just gonna take the TV and leave. It's a nice TV. They can have it. And then just leave. There's nothing else out there.
Do you guys, cause trouble.
How do you guys handle that? How do you guys handle those situations?
When someone's here?
No,
well,
someone's
I don't
here. Like when you think you hear something. Josh has finished a picture of a wizard named Harry Potter. And
sorry,
he looks
man.
Really, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Wrong sport.
The white.
That's not a lot of color
see
on
what
that.
I'm working with.
Not a lot of color on that picture.
Yeah, that one was easy to
that
finish.
Was a pretty easy page.
Just white.
You don't want to put in with like a blue background, like a bright, shiny day?
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone take coloring as seriously as you.
No. Wait, is there a picture of Smaug?
Smaug.
That's a good question.
We will,
I want you to
we
know
will tweet out
Josh's
box. Pictures for those at home.
Yeah.
Listening. Oh my god.
Okay, so wait, what's...
So last night, and obviously this isn't a universal thing I'm learning right now, but I was laying in bed, I was about to fall asleep, it was like midnight, and I'm house-sitting for a place in Magnolia, and I was at my house last night. So I currently am a resident of like two places.
Whoa.
And I like woke up, and I was like, I didn't lock the door.
Oh no.
To that house. And I was like, okay, I'm getting my heart rate down, like, it's okay. What are the odds that someone robs my place? I'm like, that's happened to me before. No, calm down again. I couldn't do it. And at 12:30 at night, I drove to Magnolia, went up the elevator, got to the apartment, checked the door and it was locked, and then drove home and went back to sleep.
My roommate in college did that sort of thing constantly.
Yeah.
She'd wake up herself up at like 1 or 2 in the morning almost every night because she'd had her car broken into. And then she would get paranoid that her car had gotten broken into that night, and she would get up and go and check it.
Yeah.
But, like, what's checking it gonna do? Why did I have to do that? Like, it just made me fall asleep faster.
Peace of mind, man.
It means
a lot.
But,
like, if there had been a robbery, if it was open and someone took all the stuff, it's like, well...
You would have known
I guess I just called
a few hours
earlier.
Yeah. So that was...
Also, there's, like, an elevator, so someone would have to, like, go up...
It would have taken a lot of effort. And
see,
a lot
I probably wouldn't
skill.
Have gone. I would not. I feel like very responsible and more paranoid about other people's things when I'm in charge of them than
sure.
I do of my own. So if I think my own door is unlocked, I would roll over and fall asleep.
That's true.
And I would just fall asleep. I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. But if it's someone else's place, I might get a little paranoid. But if there was an elevator, I'd be like, psh, no one's getting past that barricade.
Yeah.
Because elevators aren't designed to take you up and down.
They don't make anything easier.
You would just
they
have to
take
be so
you places.
Ballsy. You have to be so ballsy. Also, did you have to, like, get a key to get into the elevator?
They probably
yeah,
don't even know what
see,
button to
push. See, it was a locked elevator.
Up or down, I don't know.
Who knows? So maybe they have a seedy neighbor who's
yeah,
been, like,
who's
keeping
been,
an
keeping
eye on the place.
But see, how big
yeah.
of, like, you only have to search people in that building if it gets robbed. Like, your, like,
yeah.
investigation is, like... That.
It would have taken someone sneaking in without another person seeing, like, person A goes through the door and then robber A follows
mm-hmm.
them really quickly,
mm-hmm.
hides, tries one of the, I don't know, 40 places in the building, finds the unlocked door
yep.
in the farthest room from the front.
Also, I don't
it
think most
so
robbers use elevators because elevators are equipped with cameras.
Oh.
That
see, if I had
sense.
Known that, I would have been able to fall asleep.
But
alas,
are there also, is there, like, a stairwell?
Yeah, but those locks, like, that would take even like, that would take way more effort than the elevator.
I was just going to say, next time you have those thoughts, just call Candace.
I got you.
Okay.
I will give you every
cameras.
Reason to go back to sleep and sleep eternally,
yeah.
because that is the number one priority in my life.
Sleep eternally.
Sleep eternal.
That was all I really had on that.
Okay.
That was great.
I will say, I don't have the, like, wake up in the middle of the night. It's really hard to wake me up.
That's what Josh is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will, sometimes I've made it all the way to work and I think, oh no, I didn't turn off something or I didn't lock the door and I will have to drive all the way home.
Oh, it's a terrible
to check
feeling.
It.
Yeah.
It's now that I'm biking, I don't do it as often.
I guess that's
I'm not doing that. staying on that.
I definitely text Megan, who I share a restroom with in our house.
I know Megan.
You know Megan?
Yeah.
Wait, how well do you
know
Megan?
Wait, is this not Meg?
Spice
with Meg?
She has
is
our...
B-Ball with Bokes?
What?
We have so many sister podcasts now. We have B-Ball with Bokes, Spice with Nutmeg, Tindering in Florence.
great ones. Great
oh,
ones.
My goodness.
And then our
all the participants
fancy
in Tindering in Florence are here.
And our enemy fancy Norquist.
Okay.
Damn you, Norquist.
So I will text housemates and be like, did I turn off my strainer?
Yes.
Yeah.
How often do they say, no, it's on? It's on fire
maybe
right now.
Once in all the times that I've texted them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Josh and I had a roommate that liked to leave the oven on overnight.
You know what? I can't really say that because I don't think he ever did that to us. To me.
He did it once in the apartment we had on...
Just once, maybe?
On,
I know he did that a lot.
At Muscle Beach.
Norquist, we're talking about you. But I can't really
fancy
say that because he didn't really do that. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say it. Did it to me multiple times.
Fancy nachos. Wait.
It's our rival podcast.
Oh.
It hasn't started yet. But
oh, got it.
But we're waiting. We are waiting. And we know it's going to be Josh Norquist starting it.
Well, that was fun. Let's return to the Wheel of Topics.
Beautiful.
Six.
Oh, I don't know if you're going to like this one. I'm going to look at you and point at you and see if you want to edit it and want to go something else. Do you want to go something else or are you ready?
Yeah! I'm not ready.
All right.
Oh, wait. I want to know now.
Well, there is something that I actually do want to talk about with the people in this room.
What about
room.
Secret skills?
Can
we talk about secret skills instead?
Let's talk about secret skills. And then I want to get to, and then I'm going to like force our hand.
Okay.
What are secret skills?
Like, what are the things that you do that nobody really knows that you do?
Well, this is going to lead to you having to play something.
I don't want to.
Well, you're going to have to
do
now.
Do it.
Can you please go get it?
Okay.
Wait.
Yes. We talked her into it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the first time ever recorded, although she has done it live. The kids are asleep. The kids will be fine.
Wait, is this what I think it is?
So, a few weeks ago,
I think.
Tamara was in a wedding band / marching band? Wedding marching band?
Oh, yes.
And she happened to be able to play a certain instrument called the piccolo.
Yes.
And she is now preparing to play a little ditty for us as we speak. She cannot play for long because there are sleeping children upstairs.
They don't belong to us.
Candace, do you play instruments besides...
That makes it sound worse. They don't belong to us, but they're there all the same.
Mm-hmm. Cameron, how do you feel?
Great.
You look excited.
Yeah, I feel really good.
You look a little mad at me.
A little bit. I just wish we could play like the YouTube video of us playing Star Wars at the wedding.
Play it.
Okay.
Play us a tune.
For the
ditty.
Children. Okay.
Yes! You guys.
That was great.
Tamara can play the piccolo.
I love it.
Candace, do you play any instruments besides the guitar? Or just a guitar? Or?
Well, I wasn't going to use those as my secret skills.
Mm.
I have one that's really great for podcasting.
Well, what's your secret skill
really
that's good
optimal.
For podcasting?
Really optimal for this medium. Sign language.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
We love sign language on the show. That's how Tamara and I communicate when we're trying to get a message across.
It's true, and we don't want anyone to know about it.
Yeah.
Secret skills.
Josh, you have any special skills?
Don't bring us
all
back
right, let's
to
move
the
on.
90s.
do you have any special skills, Josh? Besides coloring?
Being ignored.
You are really good at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I would say
we
I'm really good
you.
At...
Bingo.
I'm like, hey, drinker drinking.
Hello.
There's some really good things. I'm really good at some things that have, like, no value whatsoever.
That's
ooh,
what
tell.
Namely, foosball.
Ooh.
You are really
you,
cool.
That is,
like,
not even a secret skill. You, like, won a contest once.
It's a public skill.
But it's, like, secret in the sense that, like, all of my friends don't want to play me anymore. So
no,
I never
I
play
I
anymore.
Play.
I'm really good at pie-eating contests.
Oh.
Whoa.
Let's put it to the desk.
We have a pie in the freezer. It's frozen. We'll see if you
can eat it. I'll really excel with that. Okay, what other than foosball?
Well, like, it's like the same like plane of like value. It's Super Smash Bros. 64, the original.
Oh my gosh, you were.
Oh my gosh.
I died on Moon
those
Farm.
Two things.
Do you remember when we all played Smash Bros. At the dude's apartment?
That was so good.
That was magical.
Oh, that was really
and fun. Lexi was like, I'm sorry, I'm the monster, I'm Donkey Kong.
That was seriously
Kong.
One of the best things. Yeah.
So
I forgot about that.
I didn't realize it was a monster.
But like those things
have
don't
apologize
like,
for who you are.
Those things have like no value.
They have value.
Just
I
would say
money
Super,
value.
Super Smash Bros. I've met someone who can beat me pretty like regularly.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Those people are definitely out there. And I'm sure the foosball people are out there, but
they exist.
For foosball, I've literally never met anyone who could beat me consistently.
Wow.
When you say foosball, I keep thinking of tetherball.
If you'd like
and
to,
that image
table,
is
yeah.
great.
Table soccer.
Yeah.
Tetherball.
If you'd like to.
I'm a monster. Just kicking kids off the playground.
But
or what about kickball?
In Italy, they don't call it foosball. They call it table football, right?
That makes more sense. It's
oh,
also known as table
sense.
Soccer sometimes
yeah,
here.
Table
yeah.
soccer, but...
Jeff,
I,
if you'd like to challenge Josh to a game of foosball,
yeah,
he
yeah.
would gladly accept. He owns a foosball champion shirt that
Whoa.
He will wear to the event that he won at a
Whoa.
Seattle Sounders?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Whoa.
The Seattle Sounders game.
Whoa. Were you out on the field playing foosball?
No, it was like pregame.
Did you get to like point at the players and have them behave like the rotating
you, you know what's crazy? Do you know what's crazy, though, is I actually tied the daily... No, I... beat the daily record, which is why I got a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost tied. I was one short of tying the season record for goals in this like time that they set. And I had one of those that like you score a goal and it bounces back out. And that's what kept me from tying the season record.
What do you get if you...
You get your picture on the big screen.
Which is all
these ever.
You
can also,
I
you can also
that.
Hashtag Seattle Sounders in your picture on
yep.
the big screen.
It doesn't take much. Hashtag what's the great clips for
yep.
the three goals?
Yep. Yep.
Hashtag.
I wanted it. It didn't happen. I'm still in mourning.
Go back. You can
go
you
back.
Can face. You can face your, you know,
face
failures.
Your, face your enemies.
Sometimes my
your
Midwest
your,
accent
it really
comes
out.
A
oh
little
yeah.
bit, you know.
Oh sure.
Don't you know?
I get it. Don't think twice.
I've created a monster.
It's all right.
She's speaking of her beverage.
Wonderful stuff.
Do you have any secret skills?
No.
Moving on.
Wheel of topics.
What about stand-up?
One.
Number one. What is the best Disney soundtrack of all time?
Oh.
I need a minute.
Because I know.
Oh, you just kind of won with that.
I know.
That's
no,
like
that's
that.
Not the answer.
You can't.
That's not the answer.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect. Sing a single song from that. You can't.
A whole new Fantasia.
No, they had Rhapsody in Blue in the Fantasia 2000, and it was incredible. And for like a decade, I listened to Rhapsody in Blue before I went to sleep.
And like night. Magician's Nephew.
Yeah,
like
that's
the,
incredible.
With the broomsticks, like that whole...
They have...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Those are pretty like... Well,
they have a Taco Bell piece
one,
in it, too.
The one with the dancing hippos.
The dancing hippos was definitely the best.
Jeff, what did you want us to say?
Is that the sugar plum dance?
Yes.
Anyway.
I just think the answer is so clearly to me, Lion King. Like, it is
oh,
so
okay.
far.
I had two in my mind, and one of them was Lion King. It was Lion
Can
King and Aladdin.
Can you feel the love tonight is, like, a top five song in
also,
general. Like,
Simba's
with,
the
oh,
hottest prince.
I mean, and Elton
I don't care
John
what you say about bestiality.
Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John is a genius.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the Randy Newman, like, Toy Story stuff.
Oh.
That's
oh,
my
oh,
favorite.
Toy Story's so
You've
good.
Got a friend
It's so fun. It's so fun.
I think Tarzan's, like, honorable mention.
Yes.
Phil
Collins.
Phil
Collins. What did you say? Sorry.
I've said Aladdin, like, five times.
Aladdin. Oh,
Aladdin
is good.
So good.
I like
It's not, like... It's great in the context of the movie. Like, it's
yeah.
really wonderful.
I feel that way about...
But Lion King, I think I could actually listen to
right, yeah.
on its own.
Beauty and the Beast and
mm-hmm.
Aladdin. Those are like that. Like, it's like, yes, those are good. Little Mermaid, yes, they're
in
good for that
context.
Movie.
Yeah.
Which is why Fantasia is probably the right answer, because, like, classically, it's probably
yeah.
the highest.
Mm.
Oh,
well,
sure.
It also, like, wasn't written for a movie.
Right.
The movie
it was
written
exactly.
for the music.
Yeah.
So I think
That's
that kind
true.
Of disqualifies it.
Well, I think it kind of makes it like the trump card.
Let's take it to a vote. Does that count?
Sorry, I did not mean to make it political.
No.
I like the idea.
I love his Hispanics. I'm going to build a wall.
Oh, no.
He was quoting Trump there.
Boo.
Cut.
And scene.
I like the idea, Candace, of you walking around town and singing to yourself the song about him stealing the bread.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
gosh.
In Aladdin.
Yes.
And then, like, chasing after him. Riff rat, scoundrel,
street rat. I sang that in choir once.
Yes.
In the part where the three wenches lean out the window? I was one of the three.
You was one of the wenches.
I was one of the wenches. In my Ovations teacher spring concert.
In Beauty and the Beast, I was a dish.
2007.
I was wench number one.
I don't remember what the wenches say, but they definitely say something.
Can you hit us with some bars?
I thought they say street rat.
And they're like, really.
There's also the wenches in Beauty and the Beast.
Tamara's moving her shoulders back and forth a lot.
No. It's also called a shimmy.
Shimmy.
Little shimmy.
They also have, like, almost, well, very, very similar wenches in Beauty and the Beast.
They do.
They've luckily dropped that move in their arsenal of
where
Disney
like,
tricks.
Gaston.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the
They
commercial?
Really need to bring that back.
No, they don't.
We've been missing the wenches.
Not enough wenches in Disney movies. I've been saying it for years.
Hot take with Josh and Jeff. Where are the wenches at?
Where are the wenches at?
Oh, my God.
Misogyny! Misogyny!
What?
Sounds like something a witch would say.
Oh, God.
You know your part well.
No.
Go back to your coloring book. By the way, he's now coloring a butterfly.
And it's beautiful and relaxes me.
Josh.
Tamara and I are going to talk about this later.
Yes, they are.
That's what that finger wag means.
Yes, they are. Not a visual medium. Drink.
Okay, back.
Wheel. You want to spin that wheel.
That
was a nice spin.
It was okay.
Josh's ID picture makes bartenders laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell you we were going to talk about this.
What happened this last time?
I think it was a nice one. So, I have a driver's license.
Yay, Josh.
Thanks, guys. It was hard to get. I had to pay a guy. And on it is a picture of me.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm gonna clap for that.
It's like, when I look at the picture of me, myself,
and
I think it looks really normal. Like, I think I look
you
like...
You look jolly.
Yeah, I think it's like
it's
a
happy.
Nice... It's a nice license picture.
You have a really nice smile.
Thanks, Tamara.
But you're in love with him.
I'll get it. But anyways,
Josh is now going to get his wallet. He's pointing at the audience member to get it for him. Wowza.
Ooh.
And he has now gotten the wallet.
But I think it's very normal, but I get comments on it all the time.
Oh yeah, that's like a very normal, that's just like, you're smiling.
Whenever I show it to a bartender.
You have kind of like a crooked smile, you know, it's like.
But I smile crooked though. Like that's my smile.
I know, but people don't know that.
Yeah, I was probably 20 or 21.
Okay.
It's not like massively
crooked. And you're 36 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get that I look different, but
he's a donor.
Talk about
up
that,
on the
okay?
Yeah.
He's a donor. He's a good person.
But I've gotten one time we were out and someone looked at my license and it was definitely when I was like 24 or 25, like
yeah.
Not trying to like use a fake ID. And the lady stared at my license and she's like, "This would make you 14." And I was like,
"No.
It would make me 24." And then I, for some reason, said, almost 25, because it was, like, close to my birthday.
And you were trying to get a free drink because you love that.
Because she noticed me, because she said something inaccurate about my ID.
Was that the waitress?
No.
Regular waitress.
No.
Okay.
Was
it a wench?
But yeah, people always, like...
She's not a wench. She's my wife.
I'm not a wench. I'm your wife. So people always look at my ID, and they always feel like they need to comment, and I don't...
What was that one time? I'm thinking I was, like...
nice
one.
Yeah. I think
you're like playing a joke on people.
I think people think I look stoned in my picture. And.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must be it.
But
were you?
That's like my best guess right now. That's my working guess. I was certainly not. No.
But this last time that lady. This feels like really redemptive. Lady at Tilt.
She was nice.
She was awesome.
Nice picture.
Yeah.
And I thought it was actually sincere. She was also really awesome.
She might have been the
greatest. Go to Tilt in Portland. It was
amazing.
The lady who helped us was the best.
She might have been the best waitress I've ever had.
She was really amazing.
She was amazing. I wish we knew her name so we could like tell people to go there, but she was the best. She made our experience.
Should we call them?
We probably should, right?
Oh my gosh,
maybe
we
should.
She was that good that I feel like I want to get her a raise.
I wish we knew what her name was. All I know is she had half pink, half blue hair.
That's pretty identifying.
Not in Portland.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair.
Which one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so my ID, I get comments every single time to the point where I'm like, hey, watch this. And then I hand a gift, like my ID to someone, and they're like, huh, nice picture. And I'm like,
at the very least, you're
a little.
These wenches have deep voices.
They've started to tell you not to smile in them. So that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird.
It seems to me like such a normal picture, though.
It's totally normal. Mm-hmm.
See, when I got my ID redone, I don't know, 3 years ago or something, I got it done the day after I got back from Hawaii. So I was like very tan. My hair was like long and blonde. And I was very happy. And like, I don't know. I think I looked like kissed by the sun.
That must be nice.
And so I've had people look at it and then like look at me and then like look at it. And there's like distrust in their face. Like, and then I once had a bouncer be like, you know, you look good in this. And I was like,
oh, that's not cool.
Uncalled for.
And I think he was trying to pay a compliment, and the emphasis was so poorly executed.
He was trying to say nice picture.
Yeah.
But it was so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Put
so
this one.
It's a rare thing to get a good ID picture, I guess.
And I think the weird part, too, is, like, I don't actually think it's a good picture. I think it's just, like, a normal picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. I don't understand what's happening. I will keep you updated.
Please do.
Because I am perplexed.
It's fascinating.
Yes.
It really is.
We're running out of time here, believe it or not. We do want to ask Candace a couple questions about... we can't talk about the person's name. We can't, like...
Oh,
discuss,
we can't?
But we need to...
Okay.
But we can... The people can guess.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So you were working on a... certain airlines,
mm-hmm.
I can say that, marketing, and there was a professional athlete.
Technically, you're the only one censoring this. We could actually talk about any of it, but we'll censor.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun, though.
It does. It really does. Okay.
And I've heard you tell a few stories. Could you tell us about that experience working with this professional athlete from Seattle? He plays for a Seattle sports team.
Team?
Mm-hmm.
There's
okay.
a few of those.
To clarify...
Not a storm.
I didn't have extensive interactions with this individual, but my company worked with him a lot, so I have lots of stories.
Okay.
I have an arsenal of stories, not many of which are, like, I didn't have a lot of personal interaction. So
okay.
If any. I had none. Okay.
He's a cutie pie.
He's
I
a
can
cutie
say that.
Pie.
I can say that.
He started out...
Whoopsie.
When he first started working...
Macadocious.
When we first started filming with him... He would wear Hawaiian shirts and bowling shirts and nice pleated khakis.
Khakis.
But don't worry, he evolved, kids.
Sure,
our audience is
influence.
Only children, according to me.
Kids.
It's only the one.
Well, something here with
Auntie
Candace.
Auntie Candace. And eventually he started wearing leather jackets and tailored dark jeans.
So as he got older...
He got
and
wiser.
Maybe got a little bit, you know, more comfortable and
he
better
also
at his sport.
Harnessed
a girlfriend
his sex appeal.
In the R&B industry.
Uh-huh.
Oh
yeah,
he got a hottie
that's
on his
nice.
Arm. He also
if
took some acting classes.
I've heard that if you like it, you should put a ring on it, and he took that very literally.
You're
talking
about Jay-Z? Not dating Beyonce.
not that Seattle sports athlete. Not Jay-Z.
He like took acting classes and started. So when he first started filming with us, he would just, like, take the shot and we'd have him, like, do it again and again and again. And then eventually he'd, like, do it and then he'd run back and we'd have, like, monitor set up where, like, all the footage would be
playing.
Oh, he
liked to watch film?
He would, like, come back and be like, yeah, I don't know, I think I like the second take. And he'd be like, no, the director gets to pick. You go back and act. You go catch that toy airplane again.
Whoa.
Wow. But,
So you're saying he's got good hands.
Yeah.
Big hands for a short man.
Yep.
In a traditional
broad shoulders.
Tall position.
Tight jeans.
Casey Keller.
Obvi.
Obviously.
We did a plane pull with him once. Do you guys know
what's
that
a plane
is?
Pull?
It's a
pull?
Fundraiser for
Ooh.
The cancer kids, cancer care, some nonprofit with kids
mm-hmm.
and cancer. That does great work, even though I can't remember its name.
Cancer Care Alliance?
No, I don't know what it is.
No.
Their branding is purple. I think.
Oh, okay.
The color purple.
But,
is
Angel.
It's probably the Hutchinson.
Fred Hutch.
Fred Hutch.
Yeah.
The Fred Hutch's center is awesome.
That's purple, right? Anyway.
He and Joel McHale. Joel from.
Oh, the guy from Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel
and
McHale.
And he's on E. Yeah. And he's from Seattle, I guess.
Really?
He came back.
Played for UW football.
Really?
So he's a walk on.
Are you kidding?
That's a true story.
Ah, oh, crazy.
That's a good joke.
Well, he did a plane pull, and our dear mystery football player.
They pulled the plane.
Yeah,
short,
so they got
short,
like they both were like the team captains of their team, and they like basically like had a rope attached to the front of the plane, provided by the airline, the mystery airline. And they each had to like pull it over a certain mark, so like 30 feet or something like that. And the football player won, like no questions asked, with his team of 30 people. Only after which we realized that there were 3 or 12 tons of fuel left in Joel's plane that they didn't empty, so his plane was multiple tons heavier than Mystery Man's.
It's always good. Always.
Mystery meats.
Yeah.
Mystery meats.
Candace, thank you. Thank you so much for telling us that story.
Oh my gosh, Lord.
And for joining us on the
he
show.
He looked really good in that moment when he just, like, pulled that plane with no effort. It was great.
Oh. So now since we're running out of time, we got to wrap up the show. So we're going to talk about our favorite part of the show and some other people's favorite part of the show. What we learned today. So, Josh, what'd you learn on the show today?
I learned on this show today that, you know, above all else, when you ask yourself the question, was it really necessary to go to so much extreme measures when seeking to end World War II hostilities by using nuclear weapons for the first time, you have to ask yourself the question, was that really necessary? And some people argue, yes. To end the war and save lives, yes, it was. But other people will say, you know what? The Cold War had already begun when that decision was made. And that decision was not to end a war, but more to prevent the next one, which we know today as the Cold War. So I would just like to say that the dropping of nuclear weapons for the first time, which hopefully never happens again, was actually more for Joseph Stalin's benefit for anything else. Candace, what did you learn?
Oh my god.
I just put popcorn in my mouth. I know.
And you just learned that.
I did. I also learned great facts.
about nuclear weapons and the Cold War.
Hiroshima,
yep.
Hiroshima.
It's magenta and it's Hiroshima.
Everyone.
Magenta.
I learned that there's no better garnish for ballpark nachos than a fancy dapper mustache and a monocle.
Nice.
Wonderful.
I've got one of the two.
Is this the insider, like, sign if you pass people on the street and they recognize you from your podcast?
They
go...
They give
For
those that can't see at home, Candace is placing
it's like an AOK sign.
Yeah,
AOK sign over the left eye.
Also, isn't this
to signify
a bad
monocle
thing in other languages?
Yes.
Possibly,
yeah,
but
so.
Those aren't languages; those are cultures.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Because this is a
shots fired! Shots fired!
How insensitive of me!
It is really hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. Jeff!
Yeah!
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned a couple things. Actually, three. Two. T-Mobile is magenta.
Not
pink. Do not mess that up. It is not pink.
Well done.
And the coloring relaxes Josh. Tamara, what did you learn on the show?
Well, I learned that our good friend Candace Nagel was in musical theater and want to play the wench role in her little play.
She was want to play the wench role. That'll be the name of the show.
The wench role.
She was want to play the wench role.
I want to play the wench role.
The human George was denied a bank loan.
Where the wench is at.
Please follow us at Formal Nachos. Find me at Jeff Budke. Find Tamara Lynette on Instagram. Candace, where can the people find you on Instagram?
People can find me at Candace Noel.
Thank you so much to our live studio audience. You were great. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thanks for listening.
That was smooth like a limousine.
It was too real.
Mail camp.
That face.
There's a lot of gusto in that.
Sorry about that.
He has frightened the one.
Whoa, look at this double pencil app. Mine looks like molded flesh.
Molded flesh?
Like pond scum.
Oh, have you tried the pond scum drink at Candace's
it's
bar?
Great here.
So
it's
good.
Great. Amazing.
On fleek.
Best
gotta
ever
love
had.
It.
It's really fleeky.
Or on flock, even.
It's really flocky.
It's flocking awesome.
Watch your bounce.
Holy flock.
I never
ooh,
did.
Nice.
Yeah. El baño.
The toilet.
Necesito los toilet.
This is our sign for I need out of here. Toilet.
Oh, God.
They're making the numeral 2 using a hand sign from the ASL.
Is this 2?
No.
Oh,
I thought this
T.
was bathroom.
T.
What's bathroom?
T. Sorry. Did I say 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible
dang
podcast. 2. T. 2's
okay.
Not in the alphabet, you guys. That's a number.
Yeah, isn't that like this?
I can't talk
two.
Right now. It's 90 degrees.
It's so hot in here.
Would you say 98 degrees?
No.
No, it's literally 90 degrees today.
Oh, okay. It relaxes me.
Are you ready?
Mm-mm.